love-inspired suspense and Harper Audio present Defending from Danger by Jody Bailey, performed by Cindy Kay. But as for me, my prayer is unto thee, O Lord, in an acceptable time. O God, in the multitude of thy mercy, hear me. In the truth of thy salvation, deliver me out of the mire, and let me not sink. Let me be delivered from them that hate me, and out of the deep waters. Psalm chapter 69, verses 13 to 14. To Dutch and Daisy, truly the bestest puppies ever. We miss you every single day. 1. Nights like this made Paige Bristow shudder. She paced the window, her wolf-husky hybrid Luna close at her heels, and peeked between the slats on the blinds, looking down from the second-story living area to the animal refuge below. As a dry front swept through the narrow valley in the Lemhi Range, wind whipped the firs and pines into a frenzied dance, accompanying their sways with an eerie whine. The waning full moon layered the midnight hour in thin blue light. Luna leaned heavily against Paige's leg, the pressure of her 80-pound gray and white body a sure indication the animal wasn't a fan of the vibe in the air. On the other side of the gravel driveway, Howling Moon Wolf Refuge backed onto a sloped hillside that eventually led to the mountains on the edge of the Salmon Chalice National Forest. Tall fences ran up the slope. A dozen wolf-dog hybrids paced in their enclosures, where they were housed in pairs. Each was as restless as Luna. One of them, probably Havoc, howled. The mournful cry raised the hairs on Paige's neck. When two others joined the chorus, she did shudder. Usually the occasional howl from her small pack of rescues thrilled her. Not tonight. Tonight, it all felt wrong. Shaking off the chill, Paige dropped the slats and rested her hand on Luna's thick, furry neck. Don't even think about singing along, girlfriend. If you wake the kid up, there won't be a bedtime treat for you. Luna tilted her head and looked at Paige with eyes so light they were almost silver. She seemed to contemplate the words, almost as though she was gauging whether or not her owner would make good on the threat. With a sigh, she padded to the corner and sank onto her bed, licking her front paws. Something she did only to calm herself. Good girl. In spite of the eerie night, Paige's favorite rescue never failed to draw a smile with her personality. Luna had been the first wolf hybrid Paige had personally brought to Howling Moon nearly 6 years earlier. They'd bonded immediately, and rather than board her with the rest of the pack, Paige had allowed Luna to become the family pet. When Paige's daughter, Haley, was born a few months after Luna's arrival, the wolf dog had immediately taken on the role of protector. Even Paige's husband, Noah, had been required to ask permission before snuggling with Haley. Paige peeked out the window, the restless pacing of the animals making her edgy. Maybe the wind was the problem. The weather had kicked up like this 10 months earlier, the day Noah had died in a flash flood on the Salmon River. The wolves had been restless then, too. Before four of them had escaped through a hole in the back fence a few hundred yards upslope. Surely they hadn't managed to bust through the fence, not after she had worked with her sole employee, Daniel, to reinforce it. Havoc howled again. Most of the pack joined in. Luna eyed Paige. What do you plan to do about this racket? Pressing her lips together, Paige glanced at the stairs. Her daughter hadn't surrendered to slumber until half an hour earlier. While Paige wasn't a fan of leaving her 5-year-old alone in the house, it wouldn't take her but a few minutes to run down the stairs and across the driveway to check on the animals. She'd take the monitor. Shrugging into her canvas jacket, Paige snapped her fingers for Luna to heal. A willful creature, Luna often obeyed only when she decided the plan of action was her own.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?